Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you again as we begin another week's worth of broadcasting on this station. And I just want to share with you that God has enough to meet your every need, no matter what it is that you stand in need of today, no matter whatever area of lack there could be possibly in your life, physically, spiritually, or financially, or circumstantially. God is our Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. The word of the Lord is going forth, and God is showing His mighty power, signs and wonders in our homes, in our jobs, in our relationships, in our lives. God is moving by His Spirit. So be encouraged today. Let your heart sing a new song, for surely God is moving in these last days. The word says that there will be in the last days darkness upon the face of the earth and gross darkness the people, but we're to arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is going to be seen upon us. Praise God. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, and I would say that I will not leave my people behind in this hour of restoration. I will pour out my Spirit upon you in such a measure that it shall seem like a downpour that washes away the heaviness and the testings that have come from the enemy. My light is shining, and it cannot be extinguished. My people shall rejoice, and I am pouring even this day my Spirit upon you. I will renew and strengthen you this day. Believe me, trust me, praise me, for in doing so, you shall see the moving of the Lord that will be astonishing. My word shall enter into your spirit as never before. Blessed are those who believe, for these are the days in which I shall perform all my words that I have spoken. No longer will my people look at the conditions in their community and in their state and in their nation and cry out in desperation, say, how can this be changed? For I will move by my delivering and restoring power, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for the moving of your Spirit. And Lord, I ask now as you have just spoken, that you're refreshing the spirits, the inner man of your people. Lord, you're strengthening those that need strength, those that are tired, those that are weary. And Lord, just let the refreshing wind of your Spirit blow over them even now, that they may gain new strength to run in the race. Praise God. In the word of the Lord, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 23 and 24, the word of the Lord says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation." God spoke to Moses and told him to tell the people to set aside a day in which they would have a Sabbath and a memorial of blowing the trumpets. Hallelujah. Blow the trumpet in Zion. This blowing of the trumpet signifies many different things. It typifies the children of God, for example, who have been filled with the Holy Spirit and are doing everything within their means, within their strength, within their purview, to trumpet the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the entire world. It also signifies the calling together of God's people. That was the purpose. A trumpet alerts, does it not? And so it's a calling together, and it denotes the sound of victory. When God spoke to Joshua concerning Jericho, the command was to compass the city once each day for 6 consecutive days. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and its king and the mighty men of valor." And this, of course, is before it actually occurred. Verse 4 says, "And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, and every man straight before him." That's Joshua, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 5. Now, consider this, brothers and sisters. Spiritual victories are won through means that are completely foolish as far as the natural man is concerned. Let's look at this. We're talking about a group of people who were to take a well-fortified city in their day, and the instructions that the Lord had given to Joshua were in the natural ridiculous. Marching around a city once a day for 6 days, and then the 7th day, seven days, and to blow a trumpet and to shout, well, this, how was this going to render or give the city, this first heathen city of Canaan, into the hands of God's people? Well, God was demonstrating it's not going to be by natural means. And that's true in your life as well. In man's view, from a natural standpoint, from the carnal viewpoint, standing on the divine principles of God's word is a foolish thing to do. That's not going to produce natural results, some would say. And yet we know that as we obey in the realm of the Spirit, then that victory is translated and victory is secured in the spirit realm. Because notice what the Lord said, "I have given." That's past tense. That's all. It was already an established fact as far as the Lord was concerned. And as they obeyed in the natural, then those spiritual results were experienced and manifested in the natural realm. And so when you begin to claim the promises of God and you don't doubt in your heart, God does exactly what he said he would do. For example, when you, in the midst of a trial and battle, if you stand still to see the salvation of God, if you call out unto the Lord, if you praise him, how are those things going to produce, for example, financial needs being met, or a particular answer to prayer? In the natural, it wouldn't seem to affect a victory, but spiritually, as you obey God, then the natural victory comes. And listen to this, not only did God say the walls would crumble and fall, but he said the walls would fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, and every man straight before him. In other words, it was going to be a simple, straight, easy path, just walk straight on ahead. As you listen to my voice today, you may be facing some Jerichos right now, but as you hear the word of the Lord, God is going to knock those walls down flat before you. Not in little heaps where you're going to have to scramble and climb over the debris, but he said flat. That means, you know, you don't have, when you're climbing over something, climbing a mountain or climbing over rocks, you have to lift your legs up. You have to maneuver between the obstacles. You know, recently I was walking, it was supposedly a walking trail, but it was sand like you'd find on the beach. Not the hard packed down sand like it's, you know, if you have your choice, you kind of tend to walk near where the waves are just breaking, because because it may be a little damp, but the sand is hard packed. But if you get further in where the water doesn't reach the sand, I don't know about you, if you've done that before, it's hard walking. It's hard to walk in that sand. And I was thinking this is some walking trail because, you know, you didn't have to go far and you really got a workout. But that's what the Lord told Joshua, that the walls would become flat. In other words, they wouldn't have, God had done the work and there wasn't going to take a lot of personal effort on their part to secure the victory. They just had to go straight on ahead. Hallelujah. So as you obey the Lord, you can just go straight on ahead and leave the work to the Lord. Amen. That's why the scriptures say, stand still and see the salvation of God. It's not by your laboring, it's not by your works, but it's by your work of faith, if you will, the believing in your heart that God is going to do what he said he would do. And God said that the Feast of Trumpets, or the blowing of the trumpets, was a holy convocation. Listen to this. God didn't give a command to a group of dead people. Well, that's obvious. He spoke to a living Israel. A dead man can't blow a trumpet. And it doesn't make any difference if the instrument was the finest made in the world. If a person's dead, there's no way that trumpet's going to be sounding. There's no way the sound of the trumpet will be heard. In order to blow, you've got to have the breath of life. And God is wanting a people today that will blow the trumpet in Zion. God is wanting a people today who will desire, and not only desire, but put actions to their desires and publish the gospel of the kingdom of God around the world. In a sense, that's what that means. In one respect, blowing of the trumpet is prophetic. And when we preach the gospel, we're simply speaking the word of the Lord, each in our own ways. You know, recently I had a situation that I needed some computer repair, and so I called a local tech. He came in and, you know, was working. There was some time elapsing while he was doing the work. And in other words, we were just waiting. We got to talking, and I basically got to share the gospel with him for almost 2 hours. Praise God. He was hungry, and the thing is, he was noticing. He said, there's a glow about you. And I said, well, it's not me. What you're sensing is Jesus. So wherever you go, beloved, be ready to give an answer for the hope that is within you. People are hungry today. The world's in a dark place, and so they need the light that's in you. Praise God. Well, my time is just about gone. The announcer will give you our mailing address. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.